Good morning. Welcome to another Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. It is good to be with you for this day. We are working our way through the book of Genesis. We're in chapter 25 here on day 39 of working our way through the Bible over a course of a three-year period of time. We're doing this prayerfully together as a church community, and we are glad you're with us. Let's pray, and then we'll dig into Genesis 25 this morning. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word, which you alone have the words of eternal life. Your word alone is truth, reliable and unchangeable. It is the rock foundation of our lives. Would you help us to build our lives on the powerful truth of your word and not on anything less? Teach us your word today. Show us who you are, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. We are in Genesis 25 this morning. Abraham took another wife, whose name was Keturah. She bore him Zimram, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. Jokshan fathered Sheba and Dedan. The sons of Dedan were Asherim, Letushim, and Leumim. The sons of Midian were Epher, Hanok, Abida, and Eldah. All these were the children of Keturah. Abraham gave all he had to Isaac, but to the sons of his concubines, Abraham gave gifts, and while he was still living, he sent them away from his son Isaac eastward to the east country. These are the days of Abraham's life, 175 years. Abraham breathed his last and died in a good old age, an old man and full of years, and was gathered to his people. Isaac and Ishmael, his sons, buried him in the cave of Machpelah, in the field of Ephron, the son of Zohar, the Hittite, east of Mamre, the field that Abraham purchased from the Hittites. There Abraham was buried, with Sarah his wife. After the death of Abraham, God blessed Isaac his son, and Isaac settled at Beer Lahai Roy. These are the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar the Egyptian, Sarah's servant, bore to Abraham. These are the names of the sons of Ishmael, named in the order of their birth: Nebaioth, the firstborn of Ishmael, and Kedar, Abdil, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Massa, Hadad, Tema, Jeter, Naphish, and Kedemah. These are the sons of Ishmael, and these are their names, by their villages and by their encampments, 12 princes, according to their tribes. These are the years of the life of Ishmael, 137 years. He breathed his last and died, and was gathered to his people. They settled from Havilah to Shur, which is opposite Egypt in the direction of Assyria. He settled over against all his kinsmen. These are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham fathered Isaac, and Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah, the daughter of Bethuel the Aramean of Paddan Aram, the sister of Laban the Aramean, to be his wife. And Isaac prayed to the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord granted his prayer, and Rebekah his wife conceived. The children struggled together within her, and she said, "If it is thus, why is this happening to me?" So she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said to her, "Two nations are in your womb, and two peoples from within you shall be divided. The one shall be stronger than the other. The older shall serve the younger." When her days to give birth were completed, behold, there were twins in her womb. The first came out all red, all his body like a hairy cloak, and they named him Esau. Afterward, his brother came out with his hand holding Esau's heel, so his name was called Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when she bore them. When the boys grew up, Esau was a skillful hunter, a man of the field, while Jacob was a quiet man dwelling in tents. Isaac loved Esau because he ate of his game, but Rebekah loved Jacob. Once when Jacob was cooking stew, Esau came in from the field, and he was exhausted. And Esau said to Jacob, "Let me eat some of that red stew, for I am exhausted." Therefore his name was called Edom. Jacob said, "Sell me your birthright now." Esau said, "I am about to die. Of what use is a birthright to me?" Jacob said, "Swear to me now." So he swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and lentil stew, and he ate and drank and rose and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. This is a very important, significant hinge chapter here in the book of Genesis. In the last chapter, chapter 24, we saw Abraham send his servant to go and get a wife for his son, Isaac. And Isaac now is married. He's married Rebecca, but they have a difficult time having children. It's going to be 30 years between the time when they get married and the time when they're finally able to have children. But in the meantime, Abraham dies. But before that, between the time when Sarah dies and Abraham dies, he has another wife named Keturah. And Keturah has several children, right? She has five more sons for Abraham. So Abraham has one son by Hagar, one son of promise, Isaac, by Sarah, and then five more sons, or six sons, rather. Can't even count to six. Six more sons by Keturah. His concubine slash wife, the wife he has after Sarah is dead. And these men all grow up to become nations who are, they're sent away to the east. So if you cross the Jordan, the Transjordan area, what's today the country of Jordan, is where a lot of these sons of Abraham end up settling. We're filled in on Abraham's burial. Remember, one of the major themes of Scripture is the land, the good place, that God makes a covenant with his people to give them offspring and to bring them into the good place, the place where God will rule over them. And for Abraham and his descendants, they've been promised the land of Canaan. But Abraham was told it's going to be many generations before his descendants actually take that land. And so he's bought part of it on faith as a down payment, as a promise, as an exercise of believing in God's good promises. And Sarah was buried there, and now Isaac and Ishmael come together to bury Abraham. Notice these brothers who were estranged from one another, they come together to bury their father Abraham. And Isaac is blessed, and Isaac settles in the land. And Ishmael goes off to the southeast, and he becomes the father of 12 Arabic tribes. These are really what we would call the Arabic tribes. Down in the Arabian Peninsula are the 12 sons of Ishmael and the son of Hagar the Egyptian. But we're focusing our attention now on Isaac in this coming section of Genesis. And as we said, he had a difficult time. It was, 20 years. I think I said 30 years, but 20 years it was from the time that he got married to Rebekah at the age of 40 and the time when she was actually able to have children when he was 60. So his father, Abraham, had to wait 25 years, starting at age 75, to have his promised child. And now Isaac loved Rebekah, and they loved one another, but they struggled for 20 long, hard years before they had children. And then they finally have children, and those two children are struggling within her womb. She was distressed, obviously. She's waited for 20 years to have children. Finally, the Lord has answered their long, long prayers, and she's got a battle going on inside of her womb. And she's told this word from the Lord. There's two nations, two peoples. They're going to be divided. That's not anything any parent wants to hear, that your children are going to be divided against each other. One will be stronger than the other. The older shall serve the younger. Now, what's interesting is it's not clear that which one is going to be stronger than the other. As it turns out, Esau is physically stronger, but the older shall serve the younger. Jacob is the child of promise. Jacob is the one who is given that covenantal promise. Now, that is what was foretold by the Lord. That was what was prophesied by the Lord. But Esau himself is still responsible for his actions. He sells his birthright to Jacob in exchange for some red lentil stew. He was hungry, he had been out, and he says, you know, what use is a birthright to me? He despised his birthright. And later, he's going to have to live with the consequences of this as their father Isaac gives the birthright blessing to Jacob, which is really where it belongs. It belongs there by prophecy. It belongs there by this betrayal that Esau has where he sells his birthright. And so he's going to have to live with that. And Hebrews tells us that when he wanted to get his birthright back, he could not, even though he sought it with tears. The blessing was gone because he despised it. Now, there's an interesting picture here in that Esau becomes the father of the Edomites. And if we fast forward almost 2,000 years, when Jesus is born in Bethlehem, the king who sits on the throne, Herod, is an Edomite. He is an Idumean. He's an Edomite. And so he is stronger than baby Jesus, but Jesus, of course, will end up reigning over Herod forever. So we even have an interesting prophecy in this relationship of what will happen in the coming of Jesus into the world and in the relationship between Herod the Edomite and Jesus, who, according to his human nature, was the son of Jacob, the son of Israel, the descendant of Israel. So we see God keeping his promise. The other thing we see in all of these names and genealogies is that while God is faithful to all people, to preserve all people, and he rules over all people, his special attention, his special promise, and his special blessing is with the covenant line, the line that will be the ancestor of the Messiah who is going to come as son of Abraham, son of Isaac, son of Jacob. Let's pray. Father, thank you for keeping your promise and sending your Son, our Savior, to fulfill the covenant promises, to give us the good inheritance, the birthright that is his by nature, is ours by grace, and to bring us into the good place, into your eternal kingdom, where we can live with you forever. We thank you for Jesus, and we thank you for the promises that are fulfilled in him. We praise you in his name. Amen. Amen. Well, we'll be on to Genesis chapter 26 tomorrow. Hope you can join us. Have a blessed day in the Lord.